the team subconsciously sees you as the one with all of the answers. And you're not. No business owner at all, from Dan Martell to Keith Cunningham to Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, whoever you want to put up there at the pedestal, they don't have all the answers. Alex Hormozi does not have all of the answers. I sure as heck do not have all of the answers, and nor would you. Nobody does. But yet, that's why business is a team sport, is you can find the team to help you with that.
What if you could step out of the day-to-day and see your business from a whole new perspective? Welcome to Above the Business, where we empower you to rise above the daily grind and embrace a higher way of business ownership. Get ready to build your business by design. Are you an agency owner looking to better understand your financials and take charge of your tax bill? Well, Club Capital is here to help. As the largest accounting and advisory firm for insurance agency owners in the country, they are way more than your everyday run-of-the-mill CPA. Club Capital provides financial, CFO, and tax advisory services that help you plan and forecast your financial success. You'll meet every month to review your agency's financial performance, the difference between your profit and actual cash flow, along with helping you better understand your bottom line. Visit club.capital to book a solution overview with one of our business consultants. Club Capital, way more than a CPA firm.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Above the Business podcast. My name is Bradley Hamner, your host. On this podcast, we help people get above the business, not just work on it or in it, but get above the business. When you're above the business, you can begin to think like an architect. Once you begin to think like an architect, you can design the blueprint to grow your small business. In this episode, I want to talk about the chief problem solver hat. A few weeks ago, if you go back, I believe it was on September the 19th, I dropped the podcast that was called The One Hat That Replaces All Others. And there was this idea that if you could become the architect of your business, if you could put the hat on of being the architect of your business, you may begin to eliminate some of the other hats that you have to wear in business. Well, in addition to this, I heard this, and I'm not going to share where I picked it up because for the most part, in fact, pretty much everything else that this person has put out, I've kind of philosophically, fundamentally agreed with. And so this is not a take to be contrarian, but it was one of those things where I thought, do I actually believe that? Do I agree with that? And it was this idea that you need to be the chief problem solver, the CPS, instead of just the CEO, the chief problem solver. Fundamentally, I disagree with that. I think if you are the chief problem solver, you are what we talk about of remaining the rainmaker of your business, that everything, all of the decisions and all of the problems come to you. If you're the chief problem solver, that you might as well be your name, GPT. In other words, if they have a question, a problem, or something they want answers to, instead of working for your team, working to be find the resources and to be resourceful, what are they going to do? They're going to come to you. And that's really ultimately the thing that we want to take this concept. And how do we not be the chief problem solver? And I'm going to share with you a framework that I picked up from Dan Martell, which I think is fantastic. And so it's this idea that we don't want to be the chief problem solver. We want our team to begin to try to learn to solve problems on their own, that they become resourceful and that they use the resources. And then when they do, they run out of options, or at least what they think they run out of options with, then they come to you. But it's the part when they come to you, how do we handle that? If they come to us and we immediately give the answer, the problem with that is we begin to reinforce a cycle that they subconsciously, and this is important, that the team subconsciously sees you as the one with all of the answers. And you're not. No business owner at all, from Dan Martell to Keith Cunningham to Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, whoever you want to put up there at the pedestal, they don't have all the answers. Alex Hormozi does not have all of the answers. I sure as heck do not have all of the answers, and nor would you. Nobody does. But yet, that's why business is a team sport, is you can find the team to help you with that. Now, Are they going to see you as one that has more of the answers? Sure. So how do we handle it when a team member comes to us to ask a question? Number one is we want to see what resources and what have they done to try to solve this problem first. What have they thought through? Who have they picked up the phone and called? Who else on the team have they reached out to? Did they do any research? Did they utilize AI to try to help them with this problem? Did they go back to past notes? Did they do anything? And if they haven't done that, if they haven't reached out to any resources, and the first person that they've thought to come to is you, well, now you're the bottleneck of your organization. It's the law of the lid. It's the rainmaker, whatever you want to call it. Everything is going to start running through you. So number one, the first step in this is to see and to ask them, well, what have you tried to do to solve this up to this point? The second one is the framework. And the step two is the framework from Dan Martell in his book. I believe this is detailed in his book, Buy Back Your Time. And he calls it the 1-3-1 rule. I think it's great. It is, okay, you've went through, try to utilize the resources that you know are at your disposal. But what specifically is the problem? And what I like about this is that it forces clarity for them to be able to articulate, just simply put, what is the problem you're trying to solve? What is the issue at hand? Or maybe even what is the opportunity? But in this case, for the duration of this episode, we're talking about problems, issues, circumstances that need to get fixed. So what is the one problem? Number two is the three. And that is, what are three potential solutions you believe we could come up with? And that forces them to have to think about, well, here are three potential choices. And then the last one is, what is the one that you feel like that we should choose? What's the path you believe that we should take? Well, I believe it's this. Now, if they have done those two things, number one, they have utilized and looked into the resources that they have. They've made phone calls. They've leveraged AI. They've looked back at past meeting notes. They tried to find assets. They've called somebody else on the team, whatever that looks like. They've been resourceful. Then they come to you. You want them to come with the 1-3-1. What's the one problem? What are three potential solutions? And what is the one path you believe that we need to take? And if they've done those two things and they still are at a loss, then absolutely, that is where you or another leader in the organization can absolutely help guide them. But I think what's important around the guiding and walking them through is not just to give them the answer. There are times to tell someone or to give someone a fish, but when appropriate, give them the backstory, give them the why, teach them how to fish. How did you arrive at that? You know, there's sometimes as business owners, just simply we have an experience, we have maybe some knowledge, we've read some books, we've been around other people that the team just doesn't. And there's just moves on the chessboard that they didn't even know that they can make. That certainly can happen. And there are times absolutely to help teach someone to fish. And then there are other times that they do just want the fish. But if you give them the fish, try to give them a little bit of knowledge about how you arrived at that, where you learned that from, why that matters, instead of just, here, go do this. It doesn't teach them anything. So number one, let's help them to make sure that they're utilizing and getting access to the resources that can help them to figure out, you know, how to solve an issue or problem. Number two is, let's utilize the 1-3-1 rule. What's the one problem, three potential solutions, and the path that you believe that we should take? If you do those two things, I think you can remove yourself as being the chief problem solver. I don't think that's a hat we need to have in our closet at all. Let's remove the notion that we are the chief problem solver. Art of One. Hope this episode served you well. If you like what we do, you want to be able to book in a game plan call. If you'd like to have a blueprint for your small business, go to blueprintos.com and book in a game plan call. We'd love to chat with you. Till next time, lead well and go be great. Hey, let me ask you a question. Are you struggling to turn clicks into clients and grow your business with confidence? Well, DirectClicks has helped over 1,000 businesses increase their lead volume by an average of 300%. Built by business owners, for business owners, DirectClicks specializes in custom marketing solutions that deliver real results. From paid search campaigns and performance max to SEO and social media management, they provide the comprehensive digital marketing your business needs to grow. Here's an exclusive offer for our listeners. to the Above the Business podcast. If you visit directclicksinc.com/above the business, you'll get a free marketing campaign audit. They'll assess your website, social media, SEO, content, and paid advertising. Then they'll provide actionable recommendations. Plus, when you choose to partner with them, they'll waive all your setup fees. Don't miss this opportunity to grow your business with proven marketing strategies with DirectClicks. directclicksinc.com/above the business.
You know how important it is to develop yourself and to develop your team. Well, if you're going to do that, you want to do it with the best. Work with Coach P Consulting to learn and implement the same strategies that he used to sell over 700 life policies in 2021 alone. You'll get personalized coaching 2 times a week and an in-depth look at how his office is run, and Coach P will train your team alongside his own. Get your first month free when you mention the Club Capital Leadership Podcast during sign up. Visit coachpconsulting.com to get started.